This is Fred T. with a BelowTopSecret.com podcast. I can't believe this, but I'm actually defending NetChicken in one of these podcasts. You know, the odds of NetChicken being infected with the H5N1 virus are pretty slim. You know, I've been on ATS for over a year now, and he was always NetChicken before H5N1 came into vogue. You know, the other thing you have to look at is if he really does have H5N1, he's kind of isolated. I'm thinking I can just call the Department of Homeland Security and drop a few names, you know, I'm thinking he won't be able to get on a plane here to the States. And in a worst-case scenario, I'm thinking that the U.S. Navy can probably blockade New Zealand. Yet, no offense to the Navy of New Zealand, but I'm going to have to go with the U.S. Navy on this one. However, that being said, you know, the odds of NetChicken having H5N1 are probably way more less than you having an STD from having gone to a Motley Crue concert. Having, you know, I'm not a devotee of Motley Crue, mind you, although I will admit to having watched Tommy Lee Goes to School. I know, you know, it's a weakness. I'm a sucker for some of these reality shows. You know, my wife has talked to me about it, but, you know, there's no 12-step program for these reality shows yet, but as soon as it shows up, doggummit, I'll be the first one there. Anyway, you know, having seen the type of crowd that goes to the Motley Crue concerts, I'm thinking, my friend, that you are probably far more likely in line for a penicillin shot than NetChicken can have an H5N1. Oh, and just as a little FYI, it's worse than you thought. He's a super moderator, not a moderator. us mere moderators have nowhere near the encompassing power that NetChicken has. Anyway, this is Fred T. before he gets into any more trouble, signing off.